I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time. 12 o'clock. Today is Friday, October 11th. And this is Utah's new news. In for Maria Chaleos, I'm Simone Cycli. Fair and 40 degrees in Salt Lake City.
A crash at I-80 in Tooele County. I'm Ricky Meese.
Thanks, Ricky. The leaders at South Summit High School in Camas say they are serious about stopping the vaping epidemic among their students, even if that means suspending a large number of their football team. We get more on this story from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
A tip came in about some kids vaping on the bus on the way to games.
I've had 14 students come forward that are suspended right now from the team.
They'll miss the last two regular season games, but South Summit principal Wade Wolstenhume says this is not about winning football games. It's about saving lives. He's been dealing with vaping at his school for 4 or 5 years now, but sees more marijuana and THC recently.
Anything that they can melt down into a liquid form, the kids have access.
The suspended players have to complete an education program about vaping before they are allowed back. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Mary. Salt Lake City police are warning residents that with this colder weather, thieves are out looking for people who leave their vehicles idling to warm up. Does this story sound familiar? KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The problem is people warming their vehicle without actually sitting inside. Detective Michael Ruff says the department already received a report of a theft today because of that very reason. Additionally, it's not just in secluded or residential areas where this is taking place.
We see people pull up to a convenience store to run in and grab coffee or something in the morning, and they'll hit there. They'll take a car right out in front of a spot.
And the spike that occurs in cold temperature months is drastic. Data from Salt Lake City PD's website shows in January this year, there were over 115 vehicle thefts. That's about 30 more on average compared to temperate months. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Right, and think if there's a kid in that car when you're jumping into the convenience store. Turn them off and lock them up, folks. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Thousands of people are out of their homes right now in California as wind-driven fires spread quickly and close down the freeways. ABC's Alex Stone is along the fire lines with more.
Red flag fire warnings that were set to expire later today are now being extended through tomorrow night. Now, winds will, we're told, decrease by quite a bit this evening. That will be a huge help, but it will still be dry and breezy into the weekend. Already, though, fire activity is way down compared to earlier today, when flames were racing through neighborhoods.
One person has died because of this fire. He had a heart attack while trying to battle the flames himself. Just announced, the University of Utah will host the 2020 vice presidential debate. This is the first time a national debate will be held in the Beehive State. University President Ruth Watkins says she's excited for students to have an opportunity to participate in an essential part of the political process.
It will be an incredible educational experience for them. Civic engagement is a core value of our democracy, and students will be able to see firsthand how being involved in the political process matters.
Yeah, and they've chosen an iconic building on the University of Utah campus to do it. The debut is scheduled for October 11th, 2020 at Kingsbury Hall. A former ambassador to Ukraine is being questioned on Capitol Hill today, and this is part of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. ABC's Serena Marshall has more.
Her testimony is behind closed doors, but the New York Times obtaining a copy of her prepared remarks, reporting she plans to tell members of Congress her ousting as the ambassador to Ukraine was based on false claims. Maria Yovanovitch reportedly detailing her abrupt removal coming less than 2 months after the State Department had requested she extend her tour until 2020 as being based on, quote, false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. She added that the Deputy Secretary of State later told her she'd, quote, done nothing wrong. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Both BYU and the University of Utah are back in action this weekend on the football field after having a bye week last Saturday. BYU plays South Florida with new starting quarterback Jaron Hall, who is taking over for injured Zach Wilson.
Jaron, he's a really confident kid, and he's got tons of ability, and we saw what he was able to do in spring ball, you know, in spring game. And he's a big play waiting to happen as well.
Yeah, BYU head coach Kalani Sitake says they are anxious to get back on the field after their last game was a loss. You'll be able to hear the game right here on KSL News Radio with kickoff at 1:30. The Utah Utes are in Oregon this weekend, taking on the Oregon State Beavers.
Like I said, they're coming off a nice win, and so playing with some confidence right now. And we're going to have to be at our best, no doubt about it.
Utes head coach Kyle Whittingham says they will have to be ready to play their best, as you heard, to win. Former BYU running back Jamal Williams has been cleared by doctors to return to the field for the Green Bay Packers. Williams was knocked out during a game 2 weeks ago against the Philadelphia Eagles when a player made a late hit.
I ain't got no hard feelings against nobody. It's football. It's what I signed up to play. But, you know, just I'm going to do a better job trying to keep my head away from defenders.
Good attitude. In a video posted by the Packers, Williams said he's going to play just as hard as he did before getting knocked out, and he says he is anxious to get back in a game. The Utah Jazz G League team added former BYU player Kyle Collinsworth to their roster today. It was part of a trade with the Toronto Raptors G League team. The Salt Lake City Stars also added former Georgetown player Rodney Pryor. Coming up on KSL, some cities are banning drive-thru windows at restaurants. We'll tell you why, and a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a crash in Tooele County. This is eastbound I-80 at the SR 201 junction, blocking a right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 12:05.
Dave Noriega.
If we ban vaping, it just pushes everything to the black market.
The Dave of Dave and Dujanovic.
Coming from the black market, you just don't know what you're getting.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Riley's back. It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65 to 95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world and key to our economy. Socialist price controls and giant tax hikes will grind it to a halt. Tell Senator Mike Lee to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Goal! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATR.org.
We're chatting with Dr. Enoch Cox from My Hearing Centers. Enoch, hearing aids have changed.
You better believe they have. The technology we have today is 350% better than what we had just a few months ago.
So My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge.
We are actually able to help somebody with a moderate hearing loss hear better in challenging environments like restaurants and crowded places than somebody like me that has normal hearing.
So folks with moderate hearing loss can actually hear better in a crowd?
Absolutely right.
These are exciting. These will change lives.
I just had a patient the other day. She hasn't been able to appreciate music for 20 years, and with these new hearing aids, her kids are now asking her, "Mom, why are you playing the music? We didn't even think you liked it." And one more thing, you can't even see them.
My Hearing Centers is looking for 25 people to take the 30-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 30 days. Take the 30-day challenge, get a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629.
Well, thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. In for Maria Chalejos, I'm Simone Cycli. And one of the top stories we're following in Utah, one of the top Utah stories we're following right now, Salt Lake City police are warning about a familiar crime as weather cools off. People stealing cars that other people have left on for idling. A growing number of U.S. cities are starting to ban drive-through windows at fast food restaurants. They say it is to encourage people to eat more healthy, and it cuts back on vehicle emissions, too. So is this the beginning of the end of the drive-through? NBC's Gabe Gutierrez has more.
Can I get a burger with four slices of cheese?
Four burgers, anything else?
No, one burger with four slices of cheese.
Ever since the first one opened in 1947, the drive-thru revved up fast food. But is it now? I'm running out of gas.
Banning drive-thru sucks. I mean, because I want to be able to sit in my car, take care of my phone, and just relax.
In August, Minneapolis became the latest city to pass an ordinance banning the construction of new drive-through windows.
I think that's a horrible idea. I love drive-throughs. They save a lot of time.
Similar legislation restricting drive-throughs has also passed in cities in Missouri, California, and New Jersey. The idea, according to one report, is that curbing fast food drive-throughs through zoning could improve overall health. But the benefits are questionable. Obesity rates went up, not down, after South Los Angeles banned new standalone restaurants and drive-through windows in 2008.
I don't know why you do that. You don't get that.
Some cities hope such bans could also cut down on traffic, emissions, and litter and improve pedestrian safety. It's part of a controversial national trend attempting to make people healthier through legislation. For example, soda taxes and requiring calorie labels on menus. But some consumers want to put the brakes on any drive-through bans.
We want our drive-throughs.
So it should point out, in the cities enacting bans, existing drive-through windows would be grandfathered in. As you can imagine, the National Restaurant Association isn't really too happy about this. It says that one in four restaurant visits take place inside a drive-through. So limiting them would not only hurt customers, but also hurt small businesses.
I've got to say, I'd miss the drive-through, but I would probably be more healthy. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here is KSL News Radio's Ricky Meese.
Well, we still have a right lane block due to a crash into Willow County eastbound I-80 at the 201 junction. With that right lane blocked, it's only causing a little bit of slowing, but just as you're going around the crash itself. Now, on southbound I-15, we have an accident near 2100 North Lehigh, but it is out of traffic on the right shoulder and a stalled vehicle on I-15. Oh, looks like they've just been able to get that cleared, so we're back to a good drive. In fact, Valley Freeway traffic, no real delays, despite the couple of problems we have. Visit your neighborhood Batteries Plus Bulbs Plus Phone Repair to get the know-how you need right now. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And traffic is brought to you by the Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Let's take a look at the weather. It's supposed to get warmer over the next couple of days.
Still a little lingering cold today, but then heating back up for the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, fair and 40 degrees.
Every day, 20 veterans take their own lives. That's 7,300 service members a year. More than were killed in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom combined. Casualties of a private war, these men and women survived the horrors of the battlefield, only to succumb to the hidden enemy locked within their minds. On this episode of Upholding Valor, we'll journey into the world of darkness that drove Iraq War veteran Tammy Joy Lane and Vietnam-era veteran Alan Morris to take their own lives. We'll hear of not only how they survived, but discovered that even amongst the bleakest of times, there's always a glimmer of hope.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
I'd love to tell you that at Whipple Service Champions we're flawless, but it just ain't so. At Whipple Service Champions, because of our systemized approach, extensive applicant screening, thorough training, and strict accountability, we have a very low failure rate. Says who? A-plus at the Bureau, 5 out of 5 on Angie's List, and 6 times best of state in the last 6 years. Sorry, that sounded arrogant. On those occasions when things don't go just right, wouldn't you agree what really matters is how well a company resolves it? A level 4 company like Whipple Service Champions has both great technical ability and great customer service. A level 1 company has neither. Level 2, no technical ability but great customer service. That doesn't get the problem fixed. A level 3 company has poor customer service but great technical ability if they ever show up. Whipple Service Champions, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical. Your level 4 choice.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Up next, at the opera, Alfredo opens his heart up to Violetta at a party, but she's already with someone else, so she brushes him off, realizing as the night goes on that she's not entirely disinterested. Fast forward 3 months, and the two are madly in love, living together on the outskirts of Paris. One day, when Alfredo's away, his own father comes to talk to Violetta, telling her she must leave him because their illicit romance is devastating the family's reputation. Left with a heavy heart and no other option, Violetta flees to her former life in Paris. There, she decides to attend a party on the arm of a former lover. When Alfredo returns home and discovers the love of his life is gone, He's devastated and utterly heartbroken, but determined to seek vengeance. What will happen when he confronts Violetta and her new beau at the Parisian party? Will he ever learn of his father's secret agenda? And finally, will Alfredo and Violetta be able to reconcile before it's too late? Find out how their story unfolds at Utah Opera's La Traviata. So much drama. October 12th through the 20th at Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
KSL News Time, 12:15. And the three things you need to know this hour first.
14 players on the South Summit High School football team have been suspended for vaping. They'll have to undergo an educational program before they're allowed back. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, it was just announced over the past hour that the University of Utah will host the one and only vice presidential debate a year from now. The debate will be held at Kingsbury Hall. And third, a look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Ricky?
A new surface street crash in West Jordan by the tracks, 8600 South, 3400 West. And a crash eastbound, I-80 at the 201 junction in Tooele County, blocking a right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming back up as we make our way into the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Warming back up, but still fair and only 40 degrees in Salt Lake City right now. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is on Capitol Hill for her deposition as part of the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry.
It was unclear if the State Department would try and block her, given she is still a Foreign Service officer. But the three House Democratic-led committees requested an interview as part of their impeachment inquiry and the president's request to have Ukraine investigate his political rival. Mr. Trump had recalled Yovanovitch in May and had called her, quote, bad news on his July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian leader. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Federal authorities in New York investigating the relationship between President Trump's private lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and the two Soviet-born men charged with campaign finance violations. The two helped Giuliani in his effort to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his son. The Pentagon announcing it's deploying thousands of additional U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia following last month's attack on Saudi oil facilities.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced the deployment of thousands of U.S. troops as well as squadrons of fighter jets and anti-missile systems to Saudi Arabia to, quote, assure and enhance the defense of the kingdom. The move is a response to Iran's attack on two Saudi oil tankers last month. According to the Pentagon, the U.S. military has boosted its troop presence in the Middle East by approximately 14,000 since May. Monaco Sarabdi, ABC News, the White House.
Now to Southern California, wind-driven wildfires forcing hundreds to evacuate, closing down major highways, fanning the flames.
Winds will, we're told, decrease by quite a bit this evening. That will be a huge help, but it will still be dry and breezy into the weekend. Already, though, fire activity is way down compared to earlier today when flames were racing through neighborhoods.
ABC's Alex Stone on the fire line near Los Angeles. Jane Fonda was arrested today in Washington, the actress taking part in a climate change protest demanding lawmakers take action. On Wall Street, the Dow up 437 points. You're listening to ABC News.
And it's time now for the KSL In-Depth. The principal of South Summit High School is taking a strong stance against vaping. He suspended 14 football players for vaping. Wade Wolstenhume says he got a tip that some players were vaping on the school bus on the way to games.
We put cameras, video cameras in our buses, and we were able to go back and we identified some athletes that were in vaping on the bus. I approached the football team Monday, told them what we were at, and give them a chance to come board voluntarily. Out of 12 of the 14 kids came voluntarily. Out of those kids, I think we had about 8 or 10 on camera. The cameras don't see everything on the bus. And we had 5 come in that, you know, voluntarily just they knew we were doing something wrong and came in.
Yeah, and we mentioned that the coach is taking a strong stance. Listen to this. Those who did not come forward voluntarily were kicked off of the team entirely. The others will have to take some steps before they are allowed to be back on the team.
At this point, you know, We have put together through our school psychologist a packet of educational information that we're requiring all these violators to fill out. We're giving them an option to get more help through counseling and through our psychologist, and so we're providing them with referral information.
Wolstenholme says that right now, JV and freshmen are playing on the varsity team, and they canceled the JV games. They only have two more games in the season, and if they make the playoffs, he hopes the suspended players take the necessary steps to be able to play again. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Now KSL News Time, 12:19, and traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Ricky, is it a Friday on the roads?
Not quite. No major backups due to this crash into Willow County eastbound I-80 at the 201 junction. Even with that right lane blocked, traffic is light and getting around it to the left just fine. We do have another stalled vehicle. This is southbound I-15 near the Ogden area on... Well, actually, look, that looks to be wrong, too. We're getting a little bit... We do have a little bit of backup southbound I-15 as you're passing Willard Bay and into the South Willard area. I don't believe it's due to a stalled vehicle, but that's about the only spot of slowing that we have on the valley floor as far as accidents or delays on the freeways. We do have a new crash with injuries, Redwood Road at 3600 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you very much, Ricky. And Dan Guthrie has our 7-day forecast.
Sunshine back in the forecast. Pretty uniformly here over the next 7 days. There's only a couple of days we might even see a couple of clouds floating in, so we're going to kind of work our way into a drier weather pattern, and more importantly, a warmer weather pattern for folks that weren't ready for that little Arctic blast that we just experienced. Today, up to 50 degrees, still a little below average. For Saturday, up to 59, and then Sunday, up to 66, and that's kind of the range we'll stay in. We'll stay in the upper 60s and even lower 70s for at least the first 4 days of next week. Storms don't look to make their way back until next weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Salt Lake City, fair and 40 degrees. And it looks like Ricky Meese might have to just walk outside our front door here. We just had a traffic accident outside of the KSL News Radio studios. We do hope that they are all right. KSL News Time, 12:21.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
A lot of people move around and they live in a ton of different cities and states. Well, that's not my family. My mom's lived in her home for 42 years and I'm going on 18. The point is, if I want a fresh look, it's not going to be a new home. It's working with what I got. So this spring, I had CertaPro painters come out and paint the outside of my house, and honestly, I love it. It looks brand new. So this fall is a great time to breathe some life into your neighborhood, freshen up that look, and if your outside looks great, then awesome. CertaPro can help you plan a fresh new look inside, a new coat of paint, or an accent wall. It can make your home just feel so cozy. CertaPro is fast, efficient, and they get it done. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated, so they're right here in our community. Schedule that free estimate today online at CertaPro.com or call 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro painters. We do painting. You do life.
Engagement ring shopping is enough of a challenge for your average guy, but try doing it while on a ship deployed hundreds of miles away.
My name's Andrew. I'm a Chief Petty Officer in the United States Navy.
Andrew wanted to propose to his girlfriend when he returned, so he reached out to Diamonds Direct via email.
They had really great reviews while looking online, so I shot him an email telling him my story, that I was gone, out at sea, wouldn't be back for 6 months. I gave her kind of my price range, and she was able to send me pictures and information about many different rings, and then I made my choice and picked it out.
Andrew made arrangements for a friend to bring him the ring as soon as his ship docked, and the proposal turned out to be a huge event.
And then the moment I walked off the brow onto the pier, my girlfriend was standing there, which is when I dropped to a knee and proposed to her. It was great. Hundreds of people there on the the pier, and we were actually featured on the news.
Diamonds Direct.
They're extremely military friendly. If you're in the Navy and like me looking for an engagement ring, Diamonds Direct is an excellent place to go. They're going to take care of you.
Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
KSL News Time, 12:25, and just to let you know, one of the stories we're keeping an eye on right now is, well, it's really happening tomorrow, but we have college football back in action this weekend, BYU versus South Florida. They will see their new starting quarterback, Jaren Hall, on the field, and Utah is in Oregon. And coming up in just about 10 minutes, our program Inside Sources, which is hosted today by Greg Skordas. And Greg, what is on the docket for discussion today?
I will also be this is Robin Garfield,
producer. Oh, Robin is... Oh, hi, Robin.
I am co-hosting with Greg today, okay. So I'm giving us a quick little update on what's going on. Yeah, Greg Skordas is here in the house, and he will be hosting along with myself, Robin Garfield. We've got a lot on the docket today. We will be talking to Robin Clark about an event up at the Capitol Building tonight for blind children. It's White Cane Day, and they will be walking people through... some different ways we can help people who can't see and how to maneuver with them.
Interesting.
We are going to have Greg Skordas talk about the adoption ring, this kind of unfolding story we have here about the Marshall Islands women who have come to Utah and some of the scandal there. He will be able to go in depth and use some of his legal expertise on that. Spencer Hall will be on from Rocky Mountain Power to talk about some safety guidelines. And we're just going to talk about a lot of topics of the day, news, and just keep everybody entertained until 3 o'clock when Jeff Kaplan comes on.
As you always do. Thank you very much, Robin. And we look forward to hearing from Greg Skordas as well. Inside Sources begins at 12:35 through 3 o'clock every weekday right here on KSL News Radio. All right, watching Utah's money to 25 minutes past the hour. The Golden Spike Celebration in May brought in around 100,000 extra visitors to Ogden, and that is according to the city's Downtown Alliance. The group says that based on Visa credit card activity, they saw a spending boost of around $800,000. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's BioRelax Auto Loans. Subaru is recalling more than 350,000 Foresters because a connection in the heated seats can come loose, they say, and then deactivate the passenger airbag. The recall includes Forester vehicles from 2015 up through 2018. The CEO of Sam's Club is being promoted to be the new CEO of Walmart. John Furner will start his new job on November 1st. Walmart's current CEO is stepping down. He will be the new CEO of Air New Zealand. And your money at this moment, the Dow is in excellent shape, up 465 points to 26,963. The S&P 500 is up by 50 points to 2988. And the NASDAQ up 154 points now at 8,105. A man in Florida has been arrested after police say he provoked a small alligator into biting his arm. And then he poured beer into the animal's mouth. The entire thing was captured on video and then, of course, posted online. The suspect is being charged with unlawfully taking an alligator. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we will check what's happening on the roads again and let you know a little bit more about the weather that's upcoming for the weekend. A small tease, it is going to be warmer. Stay with us. KSL News Time, 12:27.
IVC is celebrating 15 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard the saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 5 years running for very good reason. The seven physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've probably heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day, because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today and set up a free screening. iVein.com.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSLNewsRadio.com.
KSL News Time 12:29 and traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And Ricky Meese is with us in the KSL Traffic Center.
80, we still have a crash at the SR 201 junction blocking a right lane of traffic. Also a crash with injuries called out in South Salt Lake, State Street at 3300 South. Are you confident in the advisor leading your financial plan? True North Wealth manages over $450 million for Utah's high-income earners. For academically sound financial planning, call True North. That's True North Wealth. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures slowly recovering for us as we make our way into the weekend. All that cooler Canadian air that kind of settled in, giving us record temperatures yesterday. In fact, we had a record minimum high temperature yesterday. But we'll kind of warm things back up. Today we'll have sunny skies, high temperature up to 50 degrees, and we'll actually make our way back into the 60s, nearing 70 degrees by the end of the weekend and into the start of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
KSL News Time, 12:30. In the KSL 24-hour newsroom, in for Maria Chaleos today, I'm Simone Cycli, and KSL's top local story this hour. Thousands of dollars worth of stolen tools are being returned to a Home Depot store in Riverdale right now. This after investigators charged the managers of a pawn shop with knowingly selling stolen property. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
About $5,000 worth of goods was returned to the Home Depot in Riverdale after the courts allowed the Utah Attorney General's office to make this return. It's a drop in the bucket of stolen goods reportedly taken and sold at several different pawn shops across the Wasatch Front, like Big Dog Pawn and Jewelry in Murray. Investigators took in over $1 million worth of stolen goods. A lot of it was in the original packaging.
The AG's office filed charges against the managers of Big Dog Pawn, claiming that they had a pattern of selling things that they knew were stolen. Police in West Valley City are investigating an overnight carjacking turned kidnapping. Now, this happened at a home on South Queen Point Lane when four suspects smashed the windows of a vehicle and took off with a teenage boy inside. Lieutenant M.T. Johnson says officers quickly tracked their vehicle down.
As they were setting up containment, the car went mobile. Officers were able to spike the car. A short pursuit ensued. One person jumped or was thrown out of the car, which ended up being the victim.
The four suspects were able to run off, and police say that the victim is not being very helpful in providing information. Our top national story this half hour from ABC News. California will become the first state to allow employers, co-workers, and teachers to seek gun violence restraining orders against other people. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill today. It takes effect on January 1st. Your money at this moment, the Dow is up 469 points to 26,966. S&P 500 is up about 2% to 2,988. The NASDAQ up 154 points to 8,105.